A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
We're in the middle of the Lunar New Year, festivities all underway. I'm sure you've had your fair share of Mandarin oranges. But what's interesting is this morning, my next guest will be talking about what blockchain has to do with these oranges and how it helps speed things up in the shipping and delivery process. Take, for example, one part of the administration can be cut from 5 to 7 days to just 1 second. Amazing, huh? Well, this morning, joining me in the studio is Dr. Meeta Vok, Director of IBM Singapore Research Center. Good morning, Dr. Meeta.
Morning.
Today happens to be World Radio Day. I understand you grew up in India and the United States. What was your first memory of radio? What was radio there like for you?
You know, radio was pretty dominant in India when I was growing up because that was the only means of external communication. TV was non-existent at the time. I'm dating myself. But
Come on.
But, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of music on the Indian radio and listening to the news. And I have been a big fan of the National Public Radio in the United States of America. So radio still is very close to my heart.
Well, thank you for joining us in a radio studio today, this morning, talking about blockchain. Of course, can bring significant time and cost savings to the shipping industry. But how exactly does it do that?
Yeah. So, you know, we like to call blockchain the operating system of trust.
Okay.
Because it's powered by a technology that has three key tenets, which is auditability, immutability, and it's tamper-proof. So when you take a technology like that, you can democratize data, you can create extreme transparency into the system. So look at trade, for example. Trade's still running on thousands of year-old practices. It's very paper-based. We spend more money sometimes shipping the paper than the actual container.
Okay.
And on average, you can think about the cost of shipping paperwork for a container to be 1/5 of the cost of the container itself. Okay. So it's very expensive. Plus, your container gets there, your paperwork hasn't gotten there. So it makes trade extremely inefficient because the administrative cost and time is a very heavy burden. So we said, if we have a technology where we can bring different people together and create trust and transparency into the system, can we revolutionize things and make them faster? So, for example, if we have the shippers and the shipping lines and the consignees and the banks, everybody in one network, can we then digitize the electronic bill of lading, which is one of the most important trade documents, and really, instead of days to send the paperwork across, do it in seconds?
So if we were to use Mandarin oranges as an example, I'd be able to get how much Mandarin oranges were exported or imported just like that.
You'd get them very quickly, but you know, most of the delay happens. Your Mandarin oranges have actually gotten there, but the paperwork associated with them is stuck somewhere, or the banks are waiting for the payments, etc.
So the tallying is better, more efficient, and faster, obviously.
Because it's automated and it's distributed. So you know that there are no errors into the system, so you can actually process it very quickly, and there's no fraud.
Okay.
So we're reducing fraud. Important. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay. So we talked about the paperwork. How can trade relationships among industry players be strengthened with blockchain? Obviously, lack of fraud is one thing. Where else?
Yeah. So, you know, I think when we talk about an operating system of trust, it really depends on bringing everybody together.
Okay.
And, you know, that's quite a bit of a task.
Yeah.
No matter what industry we go to revolutionize, whether it's the finance industry, whether it's tracking conflict diamonds, whether it's central bank digital currencies, no matter what it is, you need everybody to come together. Trade has so many different players. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the idea is that we can have two approaches. We can either incrementally build or we can start a big initiative and you know, hope and expect that everybody would join. Because in the end, our goal should be taking out trade inefficiencies. Okay. The goal is to make the entire system better, not to benefit one versus the other. So when everybody comes together on that collective goal, right, I think we'll make a lot of progress. It's going to be slow going, you know. It's not going to be very fast. We've seen incredible progress. We're taking on a Herculean task, right?
Yeah.
We're revolutionizing trade. That hasn't been done for thousands of years. So it's going to take time, but it's very, very promising.
It's one thing to change, but to revolutionize, that takes a while.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Dr. Meeta Vok, Director of IBM Singapore Research Center. We're talking about blockchain in supply chain. We've touched on revolutionizing things, but as a law graduate, the issue of document fraud just catches my attention. Could you tell us how serious this is? I understand that it can comprise up to, 40% of all maritime fraud?
Yeah.
Share more details.
So 40% of maritime fraud is documentary fraud.
Okay.
And the idea is you're still issuing paper copies. Somebody can forge them. You know, you're shipping a very expensive shipment, somebody else can try to claim it. So that causes a lot of fraud into the system because we're still dealing with very paper-based systems. Mm-hmm. If I was to design a system where I've digitized every single field that I automatically need, we have security and privacy that only the right people get to see it. It's tamper-proof. So, you know, the underlying technology behind blockchain is that the transactions are chained together. What that means is if somebody did go in to do something malicious, you would find out in a second.
Okay.
And because they have to undo all these transactions, it's very, very hard. Like, you need so much computational power to do it that it's almost impossible to do it. So it lends itself to be completely tamper-proof. So the chances of documentary proof, I think we should be able to bring them down to 0% if it's all digital and on a distributed ledger.
So while you're saying it's like a platform of trust, it can only be that way because you've removed the middleman. In this case, the person delivering the paperwork and the supply, the origin, just separately.
Exactly right. And anybody who has the right to see that paperwork, whether it's the bank or the shipper or the consignee, only they will see the right fields. It's right. Not, and you're not even sending the entire copy with it. Yeah. You know, it's something like walking into a bar and showing them your entire driver's license when you just need to prove that you're above 21 and you can order a drink, right? So it's
I
like
that.
I
haven't done that in a while.
Me too. These
proving
days when I get
21, that is.
Me too. But you know, that's the idea because there are privacy requirements, you know, and the electronic bill of lading, the paperwork, has all the information in it. Do you really need to share it with every single person in that chain, right? Or can I selectively share the information that they need to do along that chain as well? So bringing in those privacy, bringing in those security requirements really helps us make trade more efficient.
Oh, that's nice. Beyond Singapore, how can the electronic bill of lading be scaled up for use around the rest of the world?
So, you know, IBM has a big push in trying to revolutionize trade. Okay. We announced partnership with TradeLens. We announced a platform called TradeLens in partnership with Maersk. And we have about 60 participants in that. So the goal is for electronic bill of lading, which came out of Singapore Research Lab, is to be a part of the TradeLens platform in the future. So we've built it to be compatible with TradeLens, and that's how we would try to scale it.
All right. I suppose it helps that it's digital, so it's easy to sort of, like a better choice of words, copy and paste worldwide.
Well, it's technically architected in such a way that the platform, the TradeLens platform that's being built, it could be connected to that and use
right.
that. Because it's, you know, for TradeLens, they're doing a lot of tracking of containers and sure. digitizing a lot of trade documents. We digitize one of the most complicated ones, which is electronic bill of lading. So it would just be a good fit.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
I've been
speaking with Dr. Meeta Vogt, Director of IBM Singapore Research Center, and we've been talking about blockchain in supply chain.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.